Now we're going to take you directly to Montreal, where Pilot Officer George F. Burling of Verdun, Quebec, Canada's greatest air ace of this war, is waiting to speak to his native country. Pilot Officer Burling will be interviewed by the CBC's war correspondent, Bob Bowman, in Montreal. Go ahead, Montreal.
Last July, in the Ministry of Information in London, I was glancing through the most recent lists of Royal Air Force awards, and I noticed that the DFM had been won by Sergeant George Burling, who'd shot down 12 enemy aircraft in Malta. Quite by accident, I discovered that he came from Montreal, another Canadian in the Royal Air Force. Well, then I went to work and I found out about Burling, found out how he'd overcome every obstacle to get to Britain, how he learned to fly Spitfires, how he hated officers, discipline, formation flying, how all he wanted to do was get in the air and fight. So the RAF made a very wise decision in his case. They sent him to Malta, where he could get all the fighting even he would want. And I found out, to use my informant's words, that Burling is always upstairs and only comes down to refuel or eat. Well, I think that's a pretty good sketch of this great Canadian flyer. He's sitting here with me now, tall, slender, fair hair, steady, almost steely, grayish blue eyes. On one foot, he's wearing a flying boot, which protects a bad heel which stopped a Jerry Cannon shell not so long ago. And on his chest, he wears enough ribbon to make an austerity suit. The DSO, the DFC, the DFM, and BAR, all gained since last July, making George Burling, now Pilot Officer George Burling, one of the most decorated flyers of the war, with 29 enemy aircraft to his credit. Well, that's my first question, George. How does it feel to be an officer, seeing that you're supposed to dislike them?
Well, that's not exactly right that I hate officers. The thing is that an officer or an AC-2 are all the same to me if they are doing a job. No man is any good unless he is doing a job.
Well, you certainly are a full-time worker. Is it really true that in Malta you fly all the time and only come down to refuel or eat?
No, that isn't possible. Gasoline is restricted there, so I have to spend a lot of time on the ground.
It probably seems a lot to you. What do you do in your spare time?
I have lots to do, lots to study. I make model airplanes, real models which fly, and test them out.
Are they models of our aircraft or German?
I make models of them all, Italian too. You can learn a lot from them.
George, you're always talking about studying, about learning. Is that the secret of success for a flyer?
Yes, I believe so.
Well, you're talking now to a lot of Canadian boys like yourself, only they're just starting in the Air Force. What advice would you give them?
Apply yourself. Take in everything, everything that's told to you. Don't stop studying. Don't stop working.
And how about physical fitness, George? I believe you neither smoke nor drink.
That's important, too, of course. You have to be on the alert, and in air fighting, you can't relax. It's the quicker thinker who wins.
For a fighter pilot, is good shooting more important than good flying?
No, not in high-speed aircraft. Shooting and flying are equally important. Precision flying is what is needed.
What do you mean by precision flying?
Being dead accurate in turns and everything you can think of.
Well, I believe you're an expert in deflection shooting, and you're writing a book on it.
Well, I've made a special study of deflection shooting, and I'm writing a book which I hope will be helpful. It is most important to be able to judge angles and know when to shoot when you are coming in on the enemy in a turn. And that's the way you generally do come in. If you can shoot when you are coming in, you're a jump ahead.
Well, can you say anything here which will help the fellows in their shooting?
90% of shooting is application, practice, and you've got to keep at it, ranging, shooting at ground targets, and all that.
Where did you get your practice?
In Malta.
Well, that's combat. That's not practice.
Combat is the best practice. What could be better than that?
Well, it's all right if you can get away with it, George, but pianists don't practice by giving a performance.
No, I guess they'd get shot then. But do you know that musicians make good pilots? The sense of rhythm is a great help in flying.
No, I didn't know that. That's most interesting. Do you play an instrument?
Not well, but I like to play the piano a little.
Well, there's a good-looking Steinway in the corner there, George. How about a tune?
How do you expect me to play with this sore foot?
Well, okay, we'll save that for the mess. But, George, about the importance of rhythm, can you say more about that?
Rhythm is important in anything you do. It's particularly important if you are going to fly well. Then you make your movements quickly and easily.
And how do you feel in the air?
Well, flying is second nature to me. I wanted to fly when I was 6 years old. And Teddy Hogan here in Montreal gave me all the gin. I always feel comfortable in the air. But, of course, when a fellow is coming right at you, you wonder if he's going to break or keep coming.
Well, that must be nerve-wracking at 600 miles an hour. Do you break?
No, I don't. Keep shooting and hope he's going to blow up. Usually they get cold feet.
What type of enemy aircraft were you up against in Malta?
ME-109Fs and Mackies.
The 109F is a good machine at high altitudes. Is it better than the Spitfire?
Oh, no. I've had dogfights at their best rated altitudes. They're not hard to take. They depend too much on their speed.
Well, what are your tactics?
Make them overshoot, catch them as they come down, break into them, never break away, turn the shortest distance towards them. They always come down in a dive. Well, as he comes down, break into him, close the throttle, put the air screw to fully fine, make as fine a turn as possible, and that makes the enemy straighten up because he can't turn inside. And as he straightens up, you break into him, and he should be directly in front in your sight. So let him have it.
And that's the end, George.
Should be.
Well, I guess it has to be the end of this little talk, too. And I don't need to tell you, George, that everyone over here is proud and happy for you. You've made Horatio Alger's stories look pretty tame. Our best wishes will go with you all the time. So thanks again, Pilot Officer George Burling. And now, this is Bob Bowman sending you back to Toronto.